Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha from the daily daf, from Nazir Daf Mem Gimel Amir Aleph, is the topic of the Isser Chilul by a Goses. That is the topic of a Kohen putting himself in a position where he's in a room that there is a Goses, that means that someone who is going to die, is that an Isser by itself or not? That Shaila is a machlokis haposkim up until Bizman Hazeh. Obviously, the topic of Kohanim studying to become doctors is a very, very broad topic and is not what we're going to discuss in the halacha from the daily daf. We're going to discuss a particular halacha. Of course, there's a very important shuva for Moshe Feinstein about Kohanim studying to be doctors, and that is in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Memches. But let us lift the halacha from the daf itself, and of course review that there is a machlokis Tanoim and Amoroim, and then a machlokis Rishonim, and then a machlokis Haposkim in terms of the Isser Chilul Bagoses. Let's start from the top of our daf. There are two different makoros that indicate that a Kohen and a Nazir are not allowed to come in contact with a dead body. Our daf had mentioned that the pasuk says, in regards to a nazir, the prohibition is specifically when they are dead. However, the Gemara points out there is another pasuk that Chazal understood, which was a prohibition for a kohen to come in contact with a dead body, and that is lo yitamol baal be'amov lehechalo. According to that opinion, the opinion of the Tanakama, this is a machlokes between Rebbe and the Tanakama, Rebbe Yochanan understands that Rebbe doesn't like that pasuk because at the end of the day, that simple reading of the pasuk doesn't refer to a chalal in terms of a corpse, but rather is referring to the fact that a man is not supposed to marry a woman who is a chalalo who passels him from kahuna. That's what the pasuk lo yitema baal ba'amav lehechalo simply means. However, the Tanakam understands that means that a man can't be mitame himself to a chalal, to a corpse. While Rebbe learns out that the body of even relatives, a nazir can't be mitame to. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says there is no fundamental bachlokis between the two sources. Reish Lakish, however, is of the opinion that there is a nafkamina, and that's the subject for today. And that is a goses, someone who is about to die. If the prohibition, says Reish Lakish, comes from the pasuk lo yitama baal ba'amov lehechalo, you're not supposed to be metame yourself towards a corpse. So then the pasuk is also coming to tell us that you're not allowed to put yourself in a position that you're going to come in contact with a corpse. Hence, a ghost is going to be usher. However, if the pasuk says bimosam, so we're no longer talking about a potential corpse. We're talking about someone who's dead. So someone who's dead is dead. Someone who's alive is alive. And therefore, the only prohibition is for someone who is actually dead. Hence, the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish comes out to be a machlokis whether a Kohen and a Nazir, the Gemara clearly assumes that Kohen and Nazir are going to be the same, are allowed to come into a contact with a goises. How do we paskin this machlokis? So take a look at the bottom of the Tosas Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosas says, if it's machlokis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we would follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Hence, if that would be so there's no halachic difference between the two sources. If no halachic differences between the two sources, there's no problem for a Kohen or a Nazir coming in contact with a Goses. And therefore, in practical terms, there would be no shaila for a doctor to treat someone who's a Goses. However, the second opinion of the Baalei Tosas changes the gears of our Gemara. And instead of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the gears is Abaye and Rava. Rava is going to be in the place of Reish Lakish, and Abaye is going to be in place of Rabbi Yochanan. If that's so then Machlokas Abaye v'Rava, we follow the opinion of Rava. Hence, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Ayin Sif Aleph, there are two opinions that are quoted. The Mechaber writes the following. Let's read the words of Mechaber, of course, understanding our daf, the whole daf, even things that we just didn't summarize, gives us a deeper understanding of the halacha. Mishnishmara mifarkasa rov basar ima. if someone has been killed, but the entire body is not intact. V'chein mi shenikra migavo kedag, afil adayin hu chai, koshiv kimeis umetamit. If there is someone who is clearly going to die immediately, so then in such a case, they've been murdered in a way that it's obvious that they're going to die, so then there's such a case, they're considered like a meis and metame. Avol goses, who, for lack of better term, is someone who's terminally ill. Umi shenishchetu bo shtei simanim, o pitzua pitzuim harbe, ein metame achetetzei nafsha. So they're not metame until they pass away. That we saw that on the top of the yomud. Umi kol makom, Asur likanes lebay sheyesh bo goses. Nevertheless, when it comes to a kohen, he's not allowed to go into the house of goses. So clearly, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the opinion of the second opinion of the Balei Tosfos, who say that it's Rav who's disagreeing with Abaye, and therefore we have to be machmir. However, the Ramah here is lenient. V'yesh matirin. They're somewhere lenient. V'tov lahachmir, and it would be appropriate to be machmir. So hence, we have a case where the mechaber is machmir, the Ramah is mekel, but concludes with a tov lahachmir. The poskim, though, point out that this wasn't talking about a doctor. This was talking about a regular person. But what happens, says the Pischei Tshuva, if there's a doctor that's coming to treat somebody, particularly if there is a doctor who might be saving someone's life, so then in such a case, then you have pikuach nefesh. And even if it's not likely that he's going to save the person's life, it could be at least a suffek pikuach nefesh. Says the Pischei Tshuva, Ayin barit heite b'shem bach, v'tshuva space yankiv, simen kuf lamit, shekosav, deladas habach, demidino tzarech lizar. V'im atam mishum tumah, yesh lesar l'koin shu rofe mumcha, l'tam l'gosis l'kanis l'beiso. The Beis Yaakov, the Tshuva Beis Yaakov says that one should be machmir. However, there are some who disagree. The Pischei Tshuva says, "Dechisi dvar veleisi de lekuli alma mater harofei koyin lekanis lebeisu shel gosis lasis lo ezer refua." Af im yesh rofe acher she'ein a koyin. Even if there is another doctor who is not a koyin, why? Because it's a case of pikuach nefesh. And the Chassam Sofer is even sharper. In Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Simin Shun Lamaches, the Pischei Tshuva goes on to quote, "Pashutli." It's pasha, just like everybody knows that an egg, this is an expression from the Gemara in Chulin, inside milk is kosher, it's not meat, it's pariv. Even if we're going to follow the stringent opinion of the Tosas, if we see he needs a doctor, and that the doctor could possibly help, presumably even then to minimize the patient's pain, in such a case as well, a doctor would be able to go in, because that also might be cases of suffic pikuach nefesh as well. Because even if there's a svek sveka, at the end of the day, what we're talking about is the iser for a kohen to be metame, which would be nitche for a pikuach nefesh, and even if there is a double suffix, nevertheless, the halacha would be that it's mutter. There is, however, a disagreement between the Chassam Sofer and the Pischei Tshuva, even though the Pischei Tshuva is very upset at the Tshuva Space Yaakov that's machmir, and he cites the Chassam Sofer as mekel. Nevertheless, the Pischei Tshuva is more mekel than the Chassam Sofer himself is. And the Chassam Sofer says that this heter is only if there is no other doctor. However, if there is a doctor that's Yisrael, who there's no prohibition to be metame, so then in such a case, argues the Chassam Sofer, there would be no heter. However, the Pischei Tshuva points out that this is difficult according to the Rishalmi in the Nedarim. If a person makes a neder that he's not going to have anah from his friend, if his friend is a doctor, even if there is another doctor available, the doctor could violate the individual's neder in order to help him. Why? Because not everybody is a perfect doctor. Not every doctor is a perfect doctor for every patient. There is a relationship that is sometimes necessary. Some doctors are more in tune to the needs of one particular person, another doctor more in tune to another. And the Gemara there uses this idea, fascinating idea, I'm sure someone writing some medical article in terms of psychology and medicine could make use of this Yushalmi in the Dharma and Perek Dalit Halacha Beis, says Ein Adam Zeichlis Rapes Mikol Echad. There might be a Kabbalistic component to this as well, and that is that a doctor, some doctors are better for some people, and others for others. And therefore, if this Kohen is the better doctor, then in such a case, argues the Pischei Tshuva, then in such an instance, even if there's another doctor available, it will be mutter. Take a look at Shuvas Shevet Halevi, Rav Ozner Zatzal, who passed away this year, Chelek Imel Simen Kuf Samach Dalad, that attempts to answer that stira. There is another couple of important points that come up in the Shach that are interesting to keep in mind, that the Shach points out in Sif Katan Dal that even though the halacha is that if chas v'chalil there's a dead body in the room, a kohen is not allowed to stay in because he's going to become tameh, and therefore the requirement is that you have to wake him. Also, this is a very, very uncomfortable situation. What happens if the kohen is not entirely dressed properly? So then the halacha is he's supposed to get out as quickly as possible, and the Gemara evokes the rule of halacha trumps kavod abrios in cases of yisurei d'oraisa, in contrast to yisurei d'rabbanan. However, the Shach says that in this case, when it's a goseis, because there are opinions that are makel, then it would not trump kavod abrios, and then the kohen would be allowed to dress in a way that he would be comfortable before he goes out. He does not have to rush out in the first second. Finally, the Shach says something really, really interesting, and that is the Shach says that it could be, Poskim quote this, I'm not sure whether this is halacha lemaisa, we always like to leave off with an open question at the halacha from the daily daf, that the Poskim discuss what happens based on the Shach, that the Shach says that since the Torah describes the Isser as an Isser knisa, as an Isser of going in, you remember on our daf, we had two psukim, starting from yesterday's daf already, that the Torah says, lo yavoi, and it says lo yitama. Lo yavo is the iser to come into a building where there is tuma. The Shach is mechadesh for some reason that the iser for a goseis is only to go into the building. He says that the lashon of asar likanes lebayis would indicate, as we have in Shulchan Aruch, umikol makom asar likanes lebayis, that the iser is an iser knisa and not to be in that room when he's a goseis. So if he's already there, and this would be important in terms of a doctor who's already there in the hospital, so then in such a case, the Shach is mechadesh, that the Isser would no longer apply. I saw in the Sefer Taras Kohanim, they claim that the Mi'iri on Aradaf sounds like this position of the Shach. The Shach himself points out that he's not willing to go with this halacha l'maisa because the Mordechi and other poskim seem to be machmir. And at the end of the day, there is a very beautiful question we leave off with. What is the relationship between the iser of a kohen with a goseis and the pasuk of lo yavo versus lo yitama? This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha from the daily daf, the issue of a kohen treating a goseis.